From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, September 9th. 10 stories, evidence led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from Science Alert. Scientists create a new form of ice at more than 2,000 degrees C. Scientists have created a new form of ice under extreme conditions, pressures over 2 million atmospheres, and temperatures reaching nearly 2,600 degrees Celsius. This ice, known as superionic ice, is neither fully solid nor liquid. In this state, oxygen atoms form a rigid structure while hydrogen atoms move freely, similar to a liquid. Researchers led by Alexis Forestier use diamond anvil cells to apply pressure and lasers to heat tiny water samples, revealing a previously theorized hexagonal close-packed HCP structure. This discovery could help explain the unusual magnetic fields of planets like Uranus and Neptune. More research is needed to understand the properties of this new ice and its implications for our solar system. Next, second from PNAS. Cell body position of Drosophila moonwalker descending neurons regulates locomotor circuit function. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Volume 1, 123, Issue 36, September 2026. Significance and anatomical location of a neuron, which is typically defined by the location of its cell body, is a major aspect of its identity. Since the location of cell bodies is consistent between individuals, we decided to ask what role cell body up next. Third from PNAS. Experimentally controlling scattering of water waves in correlated disorder. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Volume 1, 123, Issue 36, September 2026. Significance how waves propagate through complex materials is a central question across physics. Disorder usually causes waves to scatter, which destroys their directivity and coherence. Theory predicts that a special form of correlated disorder called and then. Fourth from Mongabay. To save Europe's raptors, conservationists say, look to West Africa. In 2020, a juvenile osprey was fatally shot in Ghana. The bird, one of hundreds of raptors killed in similar circumstances across West Africa every year, had been fitted with a leg ring by the British Trust for Ornithology in Scotland the previous year. Ospreys Pandion and Haliotis were locally extirpated in Scotland in the early 1900s due to persecution, and the bird killed in Ghana was part of a population reintroduced to that part of the UK beginning in the 1990s. Next, fifth from Mongabay. Colorful Himalayan pheasants face a less rosy future under human pressure. In the Indian Himalayas, colorful pheasants like the white-crested calage pheasant are facing tough times due to human activities. While this bird isn't classified as threatened, a recent study highlights significant challenges it faces, including habitat loss from timber collection, grazing, and even mushroom picking during its breeding season. These pressures can disturb nesting females, impacting their ability to raise young. The situation is even more critical for the western tragopan, which is considered vulnerable. As these birds play crucial roles in their ecosystems, serving as prey for larger animals and helping with seed dispersal, continued human encroachment could disrupt the delicate balance of their habitats. It's a reminder of how interconnected we all are with nature and the importance of protecting these beautiful creatures. Up next, sixth from FICE.org. GPS collars reveal secrets of the power struggle between lions and hyenas in the wild. Researchers have been using GPS collars to track lions and hyenas in their natural habitats, shedding light on their complex interactions. This study challenges the long-held belief that hyenas just follow lions to scavenge. Instead, the data shows that when these two species meet, it's often the lions, particularly the males, who approach the hyenas, while the hyenas tend to back off. This suggests a different dynamic than previously thought, highlighting the lion's dominance in these encounters. It's a fascinating look at how these powerful predators coexist and compete in the wild, revealing more about their behavior and territoriality. And then, seventh from South Dakota Voices 2001 and 2031, only in South Dakota. In South Dakota, there's a growing concern about the rapid advancements in technology, particularly artificial intelligence. While many view AI as a new phenomenon, it's really just an evolution of machine learning and natural language processing that's been developing for decades. The state is buzzing with discussions, but there's a worry that those in charge may not fully grasp these changes, potentially leading to manipulation. As we reflect on the evolution of technology, we see a clear trajectory from bulky, slow computers to today's sophisticated devices. Data storage has also transformed dramatically, moving from punch cards to cloud storage. Looking ahead, quantum computing might streamline data processing even further, but the real game changer could be DNA storage, which could revolutionize how we manage data by the 2030s. This brings us to the implications for South Dakota. If new hyperscale data centers are built by 2027, they won't be operational until 2031, just as DNA storage may become commercially available. This raises questions about the relevance of these data centers in a rapidly changing landscape. There's also a deeper concern about South Dakota's identity and role in national security, especially with the potential for these centers to be linked to darker purposes. Instead of getting stuck in outdated technologies, the state could focus on more promising areas, like dark matter research, which could lead to significant advancements and opportunities. The future holds more potential than clinging to the past. Next, 8th from Chad's Weather Blog, September 8, BAM Weather Video Forecast. The weather forecast for September 8 indicates that we can expect some showers and storms in the immediate future. However, there's a silver lining. A cooler and drier trend is on the horizon. This shift could bring some relief from the heat we've been experiencing lately. While the forecast suggests some wet weather ahead, it sounds like it won't last long. After the storms pass, we can look forward to more comfortable temperatures and clearer skies. So if you have outdoor plans, you might want to keep an eye on the radar but also stay hopeful for nicer days coming soon. Up next, 9th from FICE.org. Chesapeake Bay underwater grasses increased 7%, buoyed by gains in salty waters. Researchers from William and Mary's Virginia Institute of Marine Science and Batten School have found that submerged aquatic vegetation, or SAV, in the Chesapeake Bay has increased by 7% in 2025. This growth is particularly encouraging as Sevilla is a key indicator of the bay's overall ecosystem health. The increase is largely attributed to gains in saltier waters, which have seen a resurgence of these underwater grasses. This is significant because Sevilla plays a crucial role in providing habitat for aquatic life, improving water quality, and stabilizing sediments. While this 7% rise is a positive sign, it's important to keep in mind that ongoing efforts will be necessary to maintain and further this progress, especially as environmental conditions continue to change. The health of the Chesapeake Bay remains a dynamic situation, but this increase in Sevilla offers a hopeful glimpse into the resilience of this vital ecosystem. And then, 10th from FIES.org, grooming-related messages reach almost two-thirds of children. A recent study found that nearly two-thirds of Australian children reported receiving grooming-related messages from strangers online in the past year. This is concerning because it highlights how prevalent these interactions are in the digital landscape. Additionally, about one-third of the children surveyed mentioned they received direct requests for sexual information or interactions. This kind of communication can be particularly harmful, as it puts children in vulnerable positions and can lead to exploitation. The study underscores the importance of ongoing conversations about online safety and the need for effective strategies to protect children in digital spaces. Parents, educators, and communities should work together to raise awareness and provide support to help children navigate these risks. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.